Skagway and White Pass come to an agreement on tidelands, and the state says the reciprocal fishing license agreement will remain. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. Skagway and White Pass Yukon Railroad have reached an agreement for a new tidelands lease. It was announced last week during the Borough Assembly meeting. The Assembly approved, by a vote of 5-1, a memorandum of understanding with the company, signaling the party's intent to negotiate a new lease, giving the city access to the area needed for the Gateway Port expansion project, and giving White Pass continuity of control for another 35 years. The Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, is just the first step in several until a new lease could actually go into effect. Now that the Assembly has approved the MOU, a new lease can be drawn up and agreed upon by White Pass and the Assembly. Then it has to go to a public vote. The MOU says the new lease will go into effect in 2014, so the vote should happen by the end of this year. Besides giving the city access to property for the Gateway project, the biggest difference in the MOU and current lease include how much the city will receive in payments. The current lease, originally signed in 1968 and meant to last 55 years until 2023, has based payments on a percentage of assessed value every few years. The new lease will require specific amounts and go up $25,000 about every 4 years. Adding it up, the amount of the lease through 2048 equals $9.1 million. There are other things that lend to the value of the agreement. For instance, White Pass agrees to chip in $2 million toward the dredging of the ore dock basin, and the company and city agree to share the costs of a floating dock at the ore dock to accommodate the breakaway class cruise ships. There's also some take back of property by the city in the new lease. White Pass currently holds 7 subleases on the property to companies like Tempsco, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, Alaska Marine Lines, and others. Those subleases will go under city control in the new lease, although White Pass will still receive revenues on the subleases until 2023. As for the new lease going for 35 years, that's the longest a lease can be negotiated for under borough code. The question of the lease and access for the city for the Gateway project has been an issue for years. The Assembly has met in executive session several times over the last 2 years to try to hash out details. Negotiating teams traveled to Florida to meet with ClubLink CEO Ray Sahi. ClubLink is the parent company of White Pass. All negotiations took place in private, so the MOU released last week is the first glimpse the public has of what the city and company are working toward. Assemblyman Gary Hansen voted against approving the MOU. He was one of the members of the negotiating team that was going to go to Florida this last time, but he removed himself from the team, saying he didn't agree in the direction negotiations were headed. Now that the MOU is public, he says he specifically disagrees with the length of the lease and the amount the municipality is receiving in payments.
Well, ever since I was elected to the Assembly, I think I made it pretty clear that I didn't agree with the idea of extending the lease beyond 2023 as a result of this project. It's a good project. I think everybody agrees that the Gateway project would be great for White Pass and the municipality, but the price, in my mind, is too high.
Hansen says there's still time before the lease goes before the public for a vote because there needs to be a lease drafted and also a Gateway project plan laid out. He anticipates a lot of public education about the lease so voters can decide if they think it's the best thing for the port and the town, he said. We're still in the process of trying to contact other folks involved with the lease, Skagway and White Pass officials and Skagway residents, so we'll be following up on this story in upcoming newscasts. We've attached a copy of the MOU between Skagway and White Pass with this newscast on our KHNS News page and KHNS News Facebook page. The commissioner of the State Department of Fish and Game says she will not rescind a regulation that allows Canadians to buy fishing licenses in Alaska for the same price as residents. The Upper Lynn Canal Fish and Game Advisory Committee in November sent a letter to Commissioner Cora Campbell after the group unanimously supported doing away with the regulation. Committee members said they were worried about the amount of people using the reciprocal agreement and that some Canadian visitors try taking advantage of bag limits, they said. They also worry the state is losing revenue by offering the licenses to Canadians at resident rates. Others in the area, like sports shop owners and tourism officials, oppose the idea of doing away with the agreement. Campbell responded to the committee's letter in mid-December, writing, "The effects on the department's revenue, local fisheries, and local economies did not warrant a change in the regulation." Campbell writes that the department loses about $50,000 a year from license and king salmon tags sold to Yukoners at resident rates. This amount is in line with what the department expected when the agreement was enacted, according to Campbell. She also averages that about 2,200 licenses were sold to Yukon residents annually between 2005 and 2012. Again, not a drastic difference from what the department expected and not an amount Campbell said should raise concern. The commissioner did not address the effects of the regulation on local fisheries directly, but fish and game biologists have said that with most escapement goals being met, there isn't an issue with the reciprocal agreement from a biological standpoint. Campbell noted she's also received feedback from Upper Lynn Canal businesses and residents who want to have the agreement remain in place to encourage visitors and tourism. She said rescinding it may actually hurt the Skagway and Haines economies. Campbell said if the committee wants to pursue the issue anymore, it should talk with legislators to see if there is support to modify the statute. The reciprocal agreement between Alaska and Yukon has been in place since 2005. It was touted as an effort to work together with the Yukon on railroad, gas line, and tourism initiatives. Alaskans share the same reciprocal license agreement, meaning Alaskan residents can purchase Yukon fishing licenses at resident rates there. The Haynesboro Assembly and School Board will meet in a joint session on Tuesday, as is custom once a year. The board and assembly will meet at the high school with four items on the agenda, including capital improvement projects, major maintenance, Mosquito Lake School, and the fiscal year 2015 budget. Immediately after that meeting adjourns, the assembly will stay at the high school and convene a special meeting to discuss how to put the old primary school lots up for sale. The assembly already approved a few months ago putting the property up for sale after Aspen Hotels expressed interest in buying the property to build a new hotel there. The Planning Commission and Assembly moved ahead with classifying the lots for sale, meaning the borough manager begins the process. On Tuesday, the Assembly will determine the method by which the lots should be put on the market. According to borough code, they have the choice of specifying the land be disposed of by lottery sale, auction, competitive bid, over-the-counter sale, for subdivision development, land exchange, or negotiated sale. A negotiated sale would be most likely if Aspen has continued to express interest in the property or comes forward with a proposal. The joint school board and assembly meeting begins at 6:30 Tuesday night in the high school open area. The special assembly meeting begins directly after. It's true, the Upper Lynn Canal had a lot of snowfall in December. Downtown Haines received 95.7 inches, or just under 8 feet of snow. There was considerably less in November at 19.4 inches, and the border near Haines is seeing less snow than downtown. But even if the weather isn't feeling very tropical, the snow that's falling is actually traveling north from some more tropical locations. Forecaster Rick with the National Weather Service in Juneau explains.
It's been a very interesting or even strange winter for us this year because while Haines has been getting just lots and lots and lots of snow, the battleground between rain versus snow has been really right along the icy straight corridor. And the weather patterns that producing this, we've had, I won't say continuous, but we've had a very steady moisture coming up from deep in the tropics, and it's not necessarily a Pineapple Express. And you can see the moisture connection extending all the way down to the tropics, and that in and of itself is not really so extraordinary, but what is kind of unusual this winter that we've been seeing is the frequency with which we've been getting these storms with tropical connections. Normally, the jet stream is a little bit further south, and so what Ketchikan or Prince Rupert or further on down the British Columbia coast into western Washington would be the recipients of all this moisture. We're having, and this is kind of odd because the jet stream It makes these loops. You've probably seen them on the map. And we've had some really huge excursions of the jet stream north and south. We call it meridional flow, or basically highly amplified north and south patterns. And when the jet stream does go way north, it allows the lows to track further north into the Gulf of Alaska, as opposed to, say, on the central or southern British Columbia coast. And I mentioned the battleground this year. Last winter, it seemed as if either the entire panhandle got snow or the entire panhandle got rain. This year, it's been very reliable that south of Sitka, Petersburg, and the southern portions of the panhandle, very reliably, you know, it's going to be rain. And then north of Burners Bay, not very far away from either you or me or us, it's where the mixed precipitation or the questionable precipitation, is it going to be snow or is it going to be rain? And then up there in Haines, lots and lots and lots of snow.
For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.